Praise the Lord, my sisters and my brother. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you for this day, a day we never saw before, a day we wouldn't have never seen had you not woke us up this morning. We come to tell you thank you. We come to let you know we appreciate you, Lord, and we love you so much. We know we haven't made it this far because of our goodness. We have come this far by faith because of you. And Lord, we just called you up to tell you thank you. We just called you up to tell you that we love you. We just called you up to let you know we don't take you for granted. We know that without you, we are nothing. But with you, all things are possible. Lord, we love you so much. Thank you so much for the TMC call. Thank you for Pastor V and Dr. PK, Lord. Thank you for my sisters and my brothers on the call, Lord God. Thank you for the DS De Leon family. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do and all that you're going to do. Lord, we thank you for the host on today. We thank you for the speaker on today. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Let the word fall on good ground, and we won't fail to praise you. We love you so much, and we need you. Thank you, Father God, and we magnify you together. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. And good morning, Minister Wanda, and thank you. Thank you for that greeting with such Jesus joy and that powerful tag this morning. Magnify the Lord with me Monday. We thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call. And I'd like to give you a little background on the call this morning. Our call was founded in October 2010 by our wonderful spiritually led co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we are so grateful to their yes to the Lord for starting this call. And we have a scripture background for this call, and that is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. We also stand on a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we are beginning our day with our scripture and our mission. And if you have a prayer request, or if you have a message from the Lord, or if you want to go back and listen to some of our messages, all of our messages have been archived at www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And there you can go back all the way to 2010 and listen to all the messages that have been archived on this website. And the theme for this year is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Again, I say, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, such as Minister Wanda just did, or as a host, as I am doing now, or if you have a word in your belly that you want to share with us, we welcome you to go to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And there you can leave a message and let us know that you do have a word from the Lord, you'd like to join us, or you just may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit that to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our great prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now you say, what has brought us all together? How did this call come together? It was through a thread of a company called Artists International, which is now Artists Life. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And again, we are now called Artists Life, and we have great, great, great products that is changing the world and helping them to become healthier. And they also like to say, as Minister Terrell would say, we have the greatest products on this side of heaven. So right after this call, there is a new morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday. And it's a team of great leaders. They're giving us vital information on the benefits and the wonderful, and giving us instructions on these wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617-POUND. And today is Monday, and on that call will be Inspirational Monday. And we have our illustrious leader will be hosting that call this morning on our Artist Life Inspirational Monday. And the topic is Born to Win. And she will be speaking on I Hear, I See, and I Will Do What It Takes to Win. And that is none only than our leader, our mother eagle, Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. So immediately after this call, join her on the morning motivational call. Now get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Every road is leading to Los Angeles, California, to the Artist Life Extravaganza. We will be Bridging the Gap February 17th, 18th, 19th, 2017 at the Sheraton LAX Airport. You can register now for the early bird special of $99. So go to your back office and get registered now for this great extravaganza. Well, without further ado, I'd like to introduce our speaker this morning. Our speaker this morning is no stranger to this call. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. And God took her under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. But this did not stop this beautiful woman of God. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Minister Brenda married the love of her life, Freddie Terrell, and they have celebrated marriage for over 36 years. And with that union, they have brought forth, she is the proud mother of 5 children and the proud, proud grandmother of 3 grandchildren. But Minister Terrell, throughout the years of God's blessings, Minister has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including healing herself. She believed the word of God and what God says about her, and she exercised that belief. And she also was able to believe in God's healing and healing, and that healing was brought back to herself as she was attacked twice from stroke symptoms and has now been made whole, standing on God's word. And her favorite words is, God is faithful. So she now resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and she is spreading the wonderful word of God there. As a member of the Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarty is the senior pastor. Brenda is also an artist distributor who loves the products. And like I said, she says it over and over again. She thanks God for these products. These are the best products on this side of heaven. And she is looking forward to changing many lives. And those who know her know that she has the heart of God as she goes throughout this world doing his mighty work. So at this time, I'd like to bring to you to the forefront our speaker of the hour, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, our earth angel. Take it away.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie. I tell you, you're such a beautiful silver fox. I tell you, there's none like you, sister, and I thank God for you for being the blessing that you are to me as well as to the masses. And I thank God for our greeter this morning, Minister Wanda from Chicago. Oh, magnify the Lord with us, and let us rejoice in his name. Yes, we will on this Monday morning. And thank you. I got to say thank you to Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two women of God, I tell you, have been such a blessing to me as well as to the masses, to the TMC family. Oh, my goodness, we could go on and on, but I know I so appreciate the both of you. And thank you for sharing and allowing me to share this morning on the TMC. Well, welcome, and good morning, TMC family. I'm not going to be long with you, but I definitely want to share with you what God has given to me this morning, and I will be speaking on walking in truth, walking in truth. You know, 3 John 1:3, and let me pray, Father, I thank you that it is no longer Brenda, but Christ that dwells in me. Take away all that may be self, Lord God, and allow your spirit to rule and reign, Father, that your people will receive what you have for each one of us this morning, that we will edify the body and you will be glorified, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, 3 John 1:3 says, it gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. You know, this is John was speaking to Gaius, and it is so wonderful to know when people are walking in truth. You can tell when they're walking in truth by the way they talk. You know, truth is defined by one source as sincerity in action. Yes, sincerity in action. Character and utterance. Whatever you do, whatever you say, how you react to anything is where truth will abide, okay? Truth will show up. Perhaps the most famous verse about truth in the Bible is what Jesus said. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then Jesus is truth, so we got to realize it is when we abide in truth, we are abiding in Jesus. So Jesus is truth, and Jesus is also the Word. Hallelujah. The Word is truth. And as Christians, we believe that every word in the Bible is true. This is truly the foundation upon which we live our lives. Therefore, we will walk in truth. We need to walk in truth. Knowing what the Bible says about truth is hiding God's word in our heart, helping us to know when we are listening to the voice of truth. Oh, yes, that's saying something. When we're walking in truth, then we are listening to the voice of truth. Let's observe this walking in truth by way of facts versus truth point of view. if you will. See, what our daily fight consists of is the carnal mindset, which is always set on the facts, while the spiritual mindset is set only on the truth of God's word. See, human reasoning is part of a carnal mindset, and is set on the evidence picked up by the physical senses, and we call them facts. Many times I hear Christians say, God gave us common sense. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. You know, to me, that's a thin line remark, because I do recall the Bible saying, lean not to your own understanding. So this is why God tells us in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. So let's take a look at facts. Facts are what we determine as real by what we see, hear, smell, feel, and taste in the physical realm. We see it with our natural eyes. We hear it with our natural ears. We feel and taste and smell things in this physical realm. And they look really real, and we call it a fact. Mm-hmm. It does exist, and we think we can't deny it, its existence, but we can come to grips that there is higher existence that we can give our attention to that eliminates the facts that show up to try to dominate and control our lives. Can I say that again? Yes, we have these facts that can be eliminated, and we can tell you how they can be eliminated by the truth, because these facts will show up and try to dominate and control our lives. See, we are of this world. I mean, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Remember the story of Joseph in Genesis 37, where Joseph was his father's favorite and caused hatred among his brothers simply because God had given him a vision. God had shown him what he was going to do in his life. But when Jacob, who is also Israel, sent Joseph to check on his brothers, they plotted to kill him. But yet Reuben deterred those plans. See, God was still in the midst of it. See, they got Joseph's robe of many colors, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. And then they took that robe back to their father and said, we found this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe. And Israel, of course, recognized it and said, it is my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Now, here is a perfect example of the results we can have as a result of depending on the facts, circumstantial evidence the enemy uses to deceive us and keep us from the results that would be produced by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. See, the fact is that the enemy used the brothers of Joseph by dipping his coat in goat's blood and then bringing it to their father. The truth is, though, is that God had a plan that the brothers didn't know. See, 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. And for the brothers' behavior, 1 Corinthians 13:6, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. See, God's got a way of bringing the truth out of different given situations, whether we know it or not. Fact is that Jacob immediately considered the evidence as real and started speaking his son was dead and had been killed by a wild beast. And his sons had not spoken a word about a wild beast or that Joseph was dead. The truth was that Joseph was alive and well, but in a different situation. You see, John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Yes, it will set you free, but it will also make you free. I like that word make according to King James Version, because it's a transforming thing. The truth that continues to abide in each and every one, it transforms us daily. Okay, so it's making us to walk in truth. The enemy works in the manner where he shows us the facts, all the natural circumstantial evidence, and begins to put pressure on our minds, which let us draw our own conclusion of what it is and how things are going to turn out. And with enough pressure, we will either speak what we can naturally expect, or we will not fall for the lying evidence against the word of God, and instead speak our faith of natural intervention. See, he has a sly way of getting in there and making us stand on the facts. See, when God has already said whatever is bound on earth, we will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. He's already told us that. So we have to get into that transformed mind to say what God's word says it is. You know, a few weeks ago at a church festival, this lady was chastising some children in the yard, and they were running around in their socks. And she was saying, they'll end up with colds or pneumonia. And I told her not to speak that. And she scolded me and said, I'm just telling the truth. And I calmly said, God's word is truth, with a smile. See, we can easily get there, people. Psalm 33:4 says, for the word of the light of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. Can I say that again? For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. You see, facts are what a doctor could diagnose and give it a name and tell you this is your problem. Truth says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were and are healed. See, I love it when I hear Dr. V, when she's praying, says, it's just a name, whether it's diabetes, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's cancer, and that name has to bow down to the name of Jesus. So whatever name that doctor is giving it, we got the authority to speak otherwise. Another fact is debt people can't pay that hangs over their heads and has caused them tremendous fear and untold anxiety. Truth says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Another truth says in Psalm 64:4, it says, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. He also gives you a peace that passes all understanding. See, it may be a fact that our children are operating in disobedience, but the truth tells us in Isaiah 54:13, all your children will be taught by the Lord. That's what I speak. I don't know about anybody else. That's what I speak. And great will be their peace. And also in Acts 16:31, it mentioned, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. You and your household. I think that includes our children, don't you? That's what I'm going to speak. So let's deliberately stand on the word of God. Psalm 105 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. That generation includes your children, my children, whatever child that we want to claim into the body of Christ. And we can speak it and call it forth, and I believe it shall be done. Point blank, truth is the word of God. Truth is what God has spoken about you and I that is contrary to all the facts, and it is more real than any fact, okay? The thing we need to realize in any given situation is that the truth of God's word is never subject to change, but all the facts in our lives are subject to change. Hello? Yes, indeed. Truth is, in 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. We must come to this truth and make the truth of God's word final authority in what we believe and the evidence we use in our decision-making. Yes, our decision-making. Sometimes we allow the enemy to think that, oh, I can't handle that phone call. Oh, I don't need to talk to them. Talk to them because you have the authority, regardless of what the facts are. Truth, God's word, is spiritual law in the kingdom of God and in the spirit realm. We need to take the truth of God's word as the truth of our lives, making it the law of our lives. This is why the Bible tells us to live by faith. Walking in truth is living life with God's word, being the final authority in our lives. God has given us that authority through his Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. It's a part of the transformation in the spiritual lifestyle. So remember this, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. God is spirit, and he said, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Yes, we walk by faith. We walk in truth. And when we walk in it, he says, we're being doers of the word and not just hearers. Change the facts into truth each day, and let's see God's glory manifest in this world through you and through myself, because God says we can walk in truth. We have the authority. We have the power to stand on his word, to speak his word, and see his word manifest in any given situation. Don't run from situations that come against you. Stand up to it and speak the truth to it. God bless you. I hope you got a thought from this word. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Wow, wow, wow. What a word. What a word. We thank you for that word this morning, Minister Brenda, and I will be calling you back shortly for our benedictions after a few announcements. Let us all pray. Lord, we thank you. God, we come before you thanking you for that word this morning. That was a word for each and every one of us, letting us know that if we walk in truth, then we are listening to truth, as Minister Brenda said. And the fact in the physical realm is eliminated by our spiritual truth. God, we thank you. I hope that each and every one has received your word. Open up their minds to receive your word. Open up their hearts to put that word down inside of them, Lord Jesus, and to walk out your word, your truth on this earth, God. I ask you to lift each and every one of the callers on this call this morning that they may receive this word and live it out. Each and every person, God, that is physically not feeling well, God, we ask you to let them understand this truth and know that they have the power and the authority to walk out of it, because it's just a name. Sickness is just a name, and it has to bow to you, Lord. And for the unbelievers, to help them to believe that you are the way and that you are the truth. God, we thank you for each and every one that is on this call. We ask that you bless and anoint them, those that are bereaved and have bereavement. Lord, we know that the truth is a freeing truth, that it will free them from the pain, from the loss of the loved one, and replace it with peace. Because you are peace, Lord. So we ask that you watch over each and every one on this call until we meet again tomorrow, God. Lord, we thank you for every good and wonderful thing that you are doing in our lives. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Now, listeners, I know you're going to hear that word. You've got to go back and hear that word again. And you can go back and listen to that again. Such a powerful, powerful word. And the playback for this message this morning is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN for that call is 957-677-pound. Again, I'd like to remind you for the Artist Extravaganza, Bridging the Gap, February 17th, 18th, 19th, 2017, at the Sheraton LAX Airport. Go now to your back office
and register for $99. The early bird special, we have don't know how long the early bird special will be up, but get registered now. Get registered now. And be sure to follow us over after this call to the Artist Life Inspirational Monday, where you are born to win. Pastor Vanessa will be our speaker and our host this morning. And her message is, I hear, I see, and I will do what it takes to win. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And if you are one of those callers that are having trouble or being charged for your call, you can use our bypass number, which is 518-333-1522, and follow the prompts into the call. Again, that number is 518-333-1522, and follow the prompts, and that will allow you to listen to the calls at no charge. If you know someone that needs this number, please share that number. And so right now I'd like to thank Minister Wanda for seating and greeting each and every one of us this morning with that beautiful tag, Magnify the Lord with Me, and that great, great message from our prayer general this morning, walking in the truth, because the truth will make you free. I thank you, each and every one of you, for joining the call. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, wishing you a blessed, blessed day. And I'd like to call back our prayer general to close us out with a benediction.
Thank you, Minister Jackie. Lord, as we abide in your word and your word abide in us, Lord, have your way in each and every one of our lives, that we be the people, the market people, that we will go forth in your word and in your presence and see your glory. We thank you for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you all.